Frequency Cast Update.
Hi, this is Carl.
And this is Pete.
Each month, we bring you the Frequency Cast podcast, our tantalizing take on technology. The mini show you're listening to now is designed to keep you updated while we're busy working on the next show. So, Pete, what's new?
Well, as you know, Carl, we only did a show about, what was it, 7 or 8 days ago?
I don't know, I've slept since then.
It seems like yesterday. But we're back because this has been one heck of a busy news week for us.
Okay then, inspire me. What's the technological update you've got for me?
Well, first off, let me show you this. What's that?
It looks like a Santander Sports LAN card or something. See how I knew what that was?
You did. It's called a CAM, Conditional Access Module. But it's actually better known as a collector's item.
Oh, is it? Why is that?
Santander Sports, at the time we're recording this, is still in business.
Right.
But by the time this is transmitted, it might not be.
So why? It's a collectible card. It's like, got one, need it.
According to all the reports out this week, Santander is actually on the brink of financial collapse. They have to pay £30 million to the Premier League and the Scottish Premier League by the end of this week as part of their contract for the football rights.
How's this suddenly happened? Is this like the banks?
Well, eek, yes, absolutely. I mean, they've been in trouble for a while, and I think they've been hoping that something would get pulled out of the bag. But the quote at the moment is, the company's survival is hanging in the balance, and in theory, in the next 24 hours, they may not be broadcasting. Today, if you go to their website and try and subscribe, you get a error, can't do this type message. And if you phone them, you get a recorded message.
Thank you for calling Santander Sports, the real home of premium live and exclusive sporting action. Please listen carefully and choose from the following two options. To place an order for Santander Sports, please press 1.
First off, we press the Subscribe by Sky button.
If you're calling to subscribe and have your payment details and viewing card number to hand, please press 1.
I'm sorry, this service is temporarily out of order. Please try again later.
And just to see what it was like, we tried again, this time pressing the Freeview button.
Satellite customers, please select option 1. If you're on Freeview, please select option 2.
Sorry, the service for this number is no longer in use. Thank you.
So, things are not looking particularly good. What we're actually going to do at the end of recording this update is do an alternative ending, just in case by the time this actually goes out and our producer edits it, they've gone.
Gone. Oh, isn't that a bit crazy? I mean, surely there are going to be a lot of disgruntled viewers.
Well, this is it. They've got 1.2 million subscribers in the UK that get their football and the other sports from them, which obviously isn't good. There is talk of the sports channel ESPN possibly stepping in at the last minute to bail them out. And they have been talking to Sky, but I don't think Sky want to know particularly. So watch this space. Keep an eye on our news blog. Also, we'll update you in the next podcast. But if you're a Satanta customer, things are not looking too good for you, I'm afraid.
Okay, you got some positive news?
I've got some interesting news. You remember in the last show we talked about Tiscali, the broadband provider. They've been recently taken over by the Carphone Warehouse.
Yeah, a logical move.
Well, they've already got their TalkTalk service. Tiscali were also in serious financial shtuck. So they're another company that's just been bailed out. The reason I mention it now is BT has done something rather nice. They are offering £50 to tempt you away from Tiscali. So if you're currently with Tiscali and you don't like the idea of going with a Carphone Warehouse, BT will give you £50.
Well, that's very nice of you in a very hostile sort of environment.
Yes, I think they're being a little bit opportunist there, but never mind. Yeah, they're going to knock £50 off the first bill. You get an 802.11n high-speed wireless router, i.e. the BT Home Hub.
Home Hub to other listeners.
Speeds of up to 20 megabits per second. BT are ramping up their broadband speeds. In actual fact, at the moment, that's the favourite to be the focus of the next show, unless we hear differently from our listeners. We'll be talking about broadband speeds.
Oh, please, just put something else down. Anything. Go on, listeners, just get on it. How about the pen again, or even my watch? That'd be great.
Yes, thank you very much. So, yes, if you are getting tired of Tiscali and you don't fancy being a Carphone Warehouse customer, check out the link on our blog where you can find this £50 deal.
Okay, so moving on, swiftly.
Actually, before I do move on, you've only got until the 30th of June to do this.
Quickly, get your skates on. Now, any positive news? Anything at all? Because if you haven't, we're going to shut it down now.
All right, okay. Do you want the good news or the bad news?
Go on then. Let's have some bad news just to keep in the theme of the original. And then we'll have some good news.
Okay, the bad news is another national DAB digital radio station has gone off.
Like a piece of cheddar in the pantry. Why?
Well, the channel that's gone is Birdsong.
Oh no, now I am devastated. Well, I can't believe it. I'm going to have to open a window in the morning. Right, now what?
Absolutely. So for about a year or so, ever since One Word went off air, there's been a 20-minute loop of Birdsong, which was actually originally from the Classic FM test transmissions. And that's gone. It's been abruptly removed and replaced with, the good news, a new radio station.
So you could say, abruptly, the sound ceased.
But now has been replaced by a new station. It's only a trial station. It's going to be on air for 6 months, apparently, and it's called Amazing Radio. It will be showcasing new music from a number of different genres with some listener interaction, so you can select what's played and the name of the presenter that's playing it. It's a little bit odd because there's actually still enough capacity on the network to allow this new station, Amazing, and Birdsong to continue. And apparently Quentin Howard, who's the guy that recorded the original Birdsong, is a little bit dischuffed that his birds have been removed.
A bit chuffed.
Yes. Anyway, come on, we must move on. There's more
bird jokes.
It was some more bad news. ITV are in trouble. You're getting a theme here.
Yeah, there may be trouble ahead.
Well, they're in talks with Sky about shifting ITV2, ITV3 and ITV4 off of the Freeview platform onto Sky's pay service. So those extra channels that you can get for free at the moment on Freeview could in theory be wandering over to Sky. Reason for that is their advertising revenue is so low on those channels at the moment, and they're in financial shtook, keeping that theme going there, that by going subscription, they'll get a cut of subscriptions from Sky. So they could well be off to Sky.
That won't be very helpful. Mind you, I'm still on terrestrial, so I'm okay.
You haven't got long, though.
Well, 2012, isn't it? 20 minutes past 12, I don't know.
Something like that. So if ITV do go off Freeview, that's around 17 million households that currently have Freeview will not be able to receive it. Sky at the moment's only got 9 million, so that's going to inconvenience about 8 million Freeview users.
Not good.
Anyway, would you like some good news now?
Oh, at long last.
Two bits of Sky news. Sky has announced it's going to be offering Sky Sport, Sky TV and Sky Film content over the internet for those that have got Microsoft Xboxes.
Okay.
This is going to mean that it's possible to actually watch Sky on your telly without having to be tied to your PC, and also without having to have a satellite dish and a decoder, which is pretty cool. So those Xboxers out there may well find that some pay Sky content is coming. You do have to be a subscriber, but you don't need to have a dish and a set-top box. You do, of course, have to have a broadband account with enough bandwidth to get the signals down. But that's actually pretty good news. The channels will be streamed, so you can't download them to the hard disk. And service won't be supporting HD, unfortunately.
Oh, when's this all going to take place?
Well, they're reckoning autumn 2009, so a few months from now. As far as we can tell, no pricing's been announced, no package information's been announced, anything like that.
Right. So as soon as you know, you'll tell us, will you?
Yeah, I'll phone up each listener individually and just give them a heads up, that's fine.
You can text if you like, because it saves us from having to answer when we're busy.
I also wanted to mention that about a year ago, I was going back through our show notes, mid-2008, BT announced that they'd be having their content on the Microsoft Xbox, but that hasn't happened.
Is that good news, bad news, or indifferent news?
All of the above.
Okay, I think we're going to wrap that up then.
Sticking with Sky, there is one offer you ought to be aware of out there, which is that you can get a free Sky Plus box, saving yourself £99, if you sign up to Sky by the 25th of June. You also get yourself a £25 Tesco voucher. Go to our blog and look for the offer code to get a free Sky Plus box.
That's £124 in total.
Oh, yeah, I suppose it is. Yeah. Well done. Thank you very much.
See, I did that off the top of my head.
Okay, the big news of this week has to be related to our lovely friend, the most gorgeousest phone in the world, the Apple iPhone. There was a huge conference, the Worldwide Developers Conference, earlier this week, where Apple announced all of their new stuff.
You really do have a speech impediment today, don't you?
Ashar, yeah. So, this week, two big announcements for iPhone users. First of all, there's a new operating system update coming out, OS 3, which has a whole bundle of new tricks. Find My Phone, so if you've lost your phone anywhere in the UK or wherever it is, you can log on to the web and it will tell you where your phone was left.
You don't know what to say to that one, do you?
Remote wipe. Don't go there. So that's if someone nicks your phone, you can delete the data off it by remote control, which is quite cool. Good security feature.
Fantastic.
Finally, the thing everyone's been waiting for, cut and paste. Look, cut and paste is the thing every iPhone user's been waiting for. It's in. Improved web browser, it's faster, and it does autofill. You're just not getting any of this, are you? MMS.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Oh, excellent. Well done.
Order number.
Well, that's in. Spotlight search, so you can find things quickly. That's in. Push notifications, so you can tell when you've got a Facebook message and things like that. And a whole bunch of other stuff. It's meant to be about 100 improvements. That will be out on the 17th of June via iTunes. Free.
Great. Can't wait. Look at that. That's the face of anticipation.
You just don't know how urgent this is for all those iPhone people out there, me included. And we want a little favour. When you actually download this update on the 17th of June, there's going to be a lot of people hitting the download button and waiting for this large file to download and reflash the iPhone. So what do we want those listeners to do while they're sitting in iTunes waiting for this file to download?
Have a cup of tea. write us a review, yeah.
There you go. So if you've enjoyed this update, when you're downloading your iPhone update on the 17th of June, please take the time to pop over to our podcast feed. We're under technology in the podcast category. Find Frequency Cast and give us a review. We'll love you forever.
And a day.
And a day. 2 days later, the other piece of iPhone news, there's a new iPhone coming out on the 19th of June. It's called the 3GS.
I'm trying to get excited, honestly. No, really, I am. Go on, off you go.
Oh, please try. It's very exciting. 3-meg camera, still pretty poor by most standards, but they've upped the camera a little bit. Autofocus by tapping on the screen. Voice command control, so you can talk to it. Woohoo. 16-meg or 32-meg. They've improved the battery life. They've put in a faster processor. And they've put in a digital compass.
Which is pointless if you've lost your phone, isn't it?
Well, there you go. Also, at this conference earlier this week, they've talked about the TomTom coming out. TomTom sat-nav for the iPhone, and of course you need the compass for that.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Oh, it all makes sense now.
Absolutely.
I feel so much better. What are we doing next?
Well, I haven't quite finished yet. They've also got tethering. So, with your iPhone, you've got an unlimited data plan.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can surf all you want.
Yeah.
But if you plug it into your laptop and try and use it as a modem,
yeah,
it didn't used to work.
So
now you can plug this into your laptop,
uh-huh,
and use the internet connection from your phone, okay, to surf on the laptop.
Oh, right.
Other than the fact that O2 are going to charge you £15 a month for that privilege.
So hold on a minute, there's been about 5 improvements, including battery, screens and tethering, but tethering's not really good news, is it?
True enough. So yes, tethering is finally out. You can use your iPhone as a modem, but you do have to pay $14.68 a month for 3 gigs. And the prices for the 3GS devices out on, as I say, the 19th of June, $184 for the 16 gig and $273 for the 32 gig. Minimum contract £30 for an 18-month contract. And annoyingly, they've actually stitched up existing iPhone users. So there's a lot of us out there with an iPhone that are going to want to upgrade to this new one because you can't live without a compass on your phone, obviously. So what they did for O2 customers when the 3G iPhone came out was they let them suspend their current contract and just buy the new phone and carry on the contract. This time, you've got to buy yourself out of the contract. So let's say you wanted the new 32 gig. You've got to pay your $273 for the actual handset.
Right.
Then if you've got, say, 10 months left on your contract, that will be £30 times 10 months, another £300.
Right, wrong, whatever.
And you have to sign up for another 18-month contract.
Not so good.
Not so good. But anyway, iPhone, shiny, lovely, sexy, coming out in the next week or so, 19th of June. One final thing I want to tell you, the European elections, did you vote?
Of course.
Did you vote for the Frequency Cast party?
I did.
Excellent. When are we having a Frequency Cast party?
I don't know, whenever you want one.
Excellent. In Sweden, a party got in that weren't really expected to get in. They were called the Pirate Party. So Sweden have got one candidate from the Pirate Party out of their 18 seats on the European Parliament. They got 7.1% of the votes. Nothing to do with your actual Jim Laird pirates. They're actually wanting the legalisation of internet file sharing.
Oh, shiver me timbers.
So, as you may or may not know, in April, the court in Sweden voted that the four guys behind the Pirate Bay, which is one of the largest internet torrent file sharing sites, they sentenced them to a year in jail for aiding and abetting internet piracy. So the Pirate Party...
They didn't have to walk the plank then.
So the Pirate Party have won a seat. I thought I'd just slip that in as the "and finally," because that's a killer story.
Thanks for that. Off to the gallows with you. Well, that's it for this update. Our next full-length show is due out on the 1st of July. Visit www.frequencycast.co.uk to sign up for more on what we've covered. Be ready for our next tantalising take on technology. Please tell your chums about us and spread the word.
Frequency Cast. Update complete.